Central New York Congressman John Katko says the Brussels bombings expose security gaps at airports worldwide. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it's an issue he's been working on during his time in the House of Representatives.
As chair of the Homeland Security Committee's Foreign Fighter Task Force, Katko's been immersed in the issue of airport security in relation to terrorism for most of his first term in office, and he's seen the gaps.
The common thread through the vulnerabilities in all of our airports, nationally and internationally, is the non-secure area of the airport. People walk in, there's large masses of people waiting to get their tickets, waiting to standing in line to go through security, what have you. And that's where these bombings took place.
He says when task force members were in Europe last year, officials admitted that terrorist attacks were possible because of security lapses. And the Republican congressman says that deadly bombing at a departure terminal in the Brussels airport should be a reminder of the heightened terrorist threats that exploit airport security vulnerabilities. His task force continues to try to push through legislation meant to make airports safer, noting one law that passed Congress does that by requiring active shooter and terrorist training on a regular basis at all U.S. airports. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.